Artwork Newspaper Issue 233. September-October 2024. Title, End of a Dream for Barry House. Caption, A bold plan to repurpose Peter Pan creator's Dumfries house has failed. Moat Bray is an imposing Dumfries mansion, whose garden for Victorian author J.M. Barry, was the inspiration for his children's novel, Peter Pan. Between 1873 and 1878, Barry lived in Dumfries and attended Dumfries Academy. He was a frequent visitor to Moat Bray, where he spent hours playing with the children of the Gordon family, who lived there. Our escapades in a certain Dumfries garden, which was an enchanted land to me, was certainly the genesis of this work, Peter Pan, he announced in 1924 when he received the freedom of the borough of Dumfries, adding that it was at this place he embarked on an awfully big adventure. The 200-year-old building has had a checkered career. First it was a private house, a nursing home, followed by a period of neglect until a housing association bought it in the late 2000s and threatened demolition except for the FAC aid. It was saved by the Peter Pan Moat Bray Trust, a group of JMB enthusiasts, who bought the house in 2009. Then the big adventure began. To convert the house into Scotland's first national centre for children's literature and storytelling, a fundraising scheme was set up. With Joanna Lumley as patron, the trust received money from several sources, Historic Scotland, to help restore the vandalised building, the Heritage Lottery Fund, Creative Scotland and many other donors. Dumfries and Galloway Council sold them land adjoining the property for a peppercorn sum. Supposed to open in 2014, it took another 5 years, the 1st of June, 2019, before the centre could set off in calm waters unthreatened by any pirate or clock-swallowing crocodile. But not for long. Moat Bray closed on the 23rd of August this year, barely 5 years after it had opened. The COVID pandemic did for it when it had to shut its doors. After lockdown, running costs rose, funding dwindled and visitor numbers failed to reach levels hoped for. Like most other Scottish charities, Moat Bray has suffered from the Scottish Government's arts funding freeze. Of course, it's a shame. The centre was good for the town, for JMB's memory and, above all, it was a place that celebrated children's stories, their history, heritage and past. Nevertheless, children's literature of late has not been neglected. Book festivals up and down the country hold dozens of entertaining and inspiring events for the young. Most children these days can access books quite easily. Although our first centre for kids' literature has hit the buffers, there are still public libraries in most of our towns, although some have taken a hit with reduced opening hours. We have Robber Baron Andrew Carnegie to thank for founding many of them. The actor forward slash comedian Stephen Fry attributes the start of his love of literature to borrowing books as a child from the mobile library van that passed his house. What strikes me about J.M. Barry's childhood is that the period in which he grew up allowed far more freedom to explore, both in mind and body, than the era of today. That garden in Dumfries fired his imagination to dream up a host of extraordinary figures, manipulative fairies, canine nannies and a boy who never grew up. The Victorians produced remarkable authors of children's books, Kenneth Graham, The Wind in the Willows, Robert Louis Stevenson, Kidnapped, Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, and A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh, to name a few. Although today we have outstanding authors for children like J.K. Rowling, Mary Hedderwick, Mallory Blackman, Michael Moore Pergo and Jacqueline Wilson, whose imaginative writing is as fertile and brilliant as their predecessors, I'm bold enough to argue that J.M. Barry's genius, and that of his contemporaries, were brought about by a lack of what children today possess in abundance: endless digital imagery, a glut of internet information, instant communication and widespread contacts through social media. While today's kids have plenty stimulation of a certain kind, they have too little of another. Blame our risk-averse, elf and safety society that makes a mockery of children's spontaneity and innate originality. We're coming up to the season when kids used to thread conkers on strings and use them as weapons. Not now. They're banned like so many other alleged dangerous pastimes. Admittedly, Barry was a lucky, middle-class boy and not a chimney sweep's son or a child factory worker. As a middle-class lad, he had time, money, leisure and the freedom to play unheeded, unlike most kids today whose lives are curbed both inside school and out. Their play is monitored and often encouraged to be competitive. Programmed to the NTH degree, they are corralled into neat, woke, protected activities and woe betide any who dare be bored or wish to opt out of the curriculum. Okay, Moat Bray's Children's Center has gone, but there are plenty more enchanted lands for kids to discover. Mary Gladstone.